Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Wondering, I was saying, should we always play that Woodbrook, probably my favourite Micheál O'Sullivan piece of music. Playing that this morning because Gerry Keenan's with us, Chief Executive of the Irish Chamber Orchestra. Gerry, good morning to you.
Good morning, Marty.
How are you, my friend? Are you well?
Sure. If I was any better, I'd be twins.
Well, there is that. There is that. Now, you played on that, didn't you? On Woodbrook.
No, actually, you just brought me back, but I managed it. But it was Irish Chamber Orchestra, and it was well over 30 years ago.
So come here, what instrument did you play? Or do you play?
I was a trumpet player once.
Dickie Rock speaks fondly of you, I believe.
Oh, Lord, yeah. But you're well briefed this morning, aren't you?
I tell you, we were basically burning the midnight oil to try and find that one. But look at, isn't it a great joy to be able to say that you had played with Dickie Rock, one of the most successful singers of all time in this country, and there you are, CEO of the Irish Chamber Orchestra, and you've gone through the DIT Conservatory of Music and all these things. So the idea you can bring it all together, I'm a great believer in that.
Been around.
Well, yeah, it's a positive.
Always loved it, Marty, I have to say. And, still going, still enjoying it, and that's the most important thing.
Absolutely. Well, now, listen, you have an autumn-winter season, which looks pretty full to me, from what I can gather. What are your delights? What are your highlights? What are the things you're looking forward to most? Because as CEO, you're the chief executive. You make all the calls, do you, on this?
Look, I make some of them, but I've a great team around me, I have to say. But my pick particular favourites, it's October and November, to be honest.
Yes.
This Saturday, we have Jörg Widmann, a man we had spent a wonderful 10 years with as a principal conductor and artistic partner.
Yeah.
And he's coming back to visit us. We're in UCH, and it's a fantastic programme. And also it includes the Schumann Overture, Scherzo and Finale, which we're recording to finish off our last CD with him for Alpha Records, Out Here Music. And that will be the sixth CD we've done with Jörg.
He's an absolute gent. I interviewed him when he was here last time, and he's an absolutely gorgeous man.
And, you know, there's a lovely little anecdote beyond that.
Yeah.
Recently, he conducted the Berlin Philharmonic, conducting his concerto for violin that he wrote for his sister, Carolyn, and she was the soloist on the night in the Philharmonie. Can you imagine?
Oh, isn't that incredible? Cheapest tonight. As I said, there was a few tears shed that night, tears of joy and all the rest of it. What a lovely thing.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah. Now, listen, this is with Jörg Widmann conducting. When is this actually on?
That's on this Saturday.
This Saturday, for heaven's sake.
It's the 5th.
Oh, yeah. Right, okay.
This Saturday.
And this is University Concert Hall.
Yeah. And then we move on.
Wait, now, before you move on, what's your kickoff time on that?
Oh, it's a 7:30.
You see, I'm a divil for this.
Good man.
Because No. The reason I say it is people invariably think everything's 8 o'clock. Yeah. And the turn up late, we've had a few. I'll say no more. We've had a few turn up at half an hour into the thing and be going, where are you going? It's very funny. So it's 7:30 at the University Concert Hall. We have a little bit of him involved with the Hebrides Overture. Will you bear with us? A little bit of Mendelssohn, just to give people just a flavour of the man. This is Jörg Widmann, who'll be conducting the Irish Chamber Orchestra this Saturday, 7:30, in the University Concert Hall in Limerick. Just a taste.
Thank you.
Everdeen's Overture, Fingal's Cave from Mendelssohn. That's just to give people a sense of York Vidman. Chatting this morning, live in Limerick, by the way, with Gerry Keenan, Chief Executive of the Irish Chamber Orchestra. You say you have a team around you. I mean, how many people does it take to kind of keep it all together? Because, you know, these things are like tentacles everywhere, I suppose.
Yeah, well, we've a great team, 6.5, if you like, the half is
right. Right, okay.
But it's a big operation, Marty, because we've also, along with all the playing, we've a very extensive education scheme. I mean, we have 400 kids in Limerick in free music lessons, free instruments. Basically, doesn't cost them a penny, and we're based in two wonderful Desh schools in La Cayla and also St Mary's in the Island Field.
What age group are you talking about? Over 9 or 10, I suppose, yeah?
No, we start them in primary school as part of the curriculum, so they start with junior infants.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that fantastic? Yeah. And not a penny spent, as the fellow said.
Absolutely not for the kids, which I think really is one of my great passions, is this, that I really worry about the cost of access to music education.
Yes,
I think it's a real problem.
And you know what's a shame too, it seems to me sometimes, it's forgotten, music education. It's kind of, it's there, but it's, yeah, that's grand. Whereas, obviously, other things take precedent, but by the same token, it's very important, an appreciation, a sense of understanding of music and the joy it can bring.
Absolutely. Well, look, it's, you know, recently we all loved, for instance, the Olympics. It was fantastic.
Yes,
we all
got
a buzz on lots of things.
I sit on the couch eating crisps, mark you.
Yeah. Massive investment in sport, which is fantastic.
Yes.
But we must have the same in culture.
I totally agree. But you've been steeped in this since you were like a young fella, because you were the Army number one band and everything, weren't you? Like, you've been playing music.
Oh, indeed. My first job, funny enough, I left school at 18 and it was... They were in the diet. When did I leave school? Gosh, it was 74.
So, are you 74? I'm the same year.
There you go.
Happy anniversary. Are you having a reunion?
We will.
Yeah,
we
we're will. Having one too. Anyway, that's an aside.
Nearly a 10.
Yeah, that's right, okay. But anyway, you left school, 1974.
Left school, and, Ireland was, people don't remember, Ireland was a grim place then. There wasn't much employment. So I was very happy to get a job in the Army No. 1 band.
You were there for a good while too, weren't you?
9 years there, yeah.
You see, you know, I mean, but you're a professional musician, you know as well as I do. Precarious profession. No guarantees.
No. But great fun.
Yes, but great. Yeah, I know. But now, of course, Hedy Heights is Chief Executive of Irish Chamber Orchestra now, and no looking back. So we've covered York Vidman on Saturday. What was the other thing you wanted to mention?
Oh, November.
November.
Wonderful. Yeah, actually, our present principal conductor is Thomas Zettmeyer.
Yes.
And in November, we're presenting in Dublin, which I'm happy to say is completely sold out, Mozart Requiem with great soloists, Dailish Tynan, Carolyn Holt, Robin Trichler, Padraig Roan, all Irish lineup, and a world premiere of a David Fennessy commission called Blood.
There's a laugh.
There you go.
Yeah.
Cheery little piece.
Yeah.
but we're bringing that to Berlin as well, which I'm thrilled with support from Culture Ireland, to close Zeitgeist 24.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's the 23rd of November. And then the following night, on the 24th, we close Zeitgeist with Roisin Reimagined, which was a fabulous project we got involved with, a co-commission between ourselves and Kilkenny Arts Festival.
Yes.
On Shannos with the wonderful Werdan Nicol.
Werdan, that's right. And this, what date is that on, by the way?
That's the 24th of November.
24th
so Saturday
November.
Night is the Requiem in Berlin in the Elizabeth Kirche. And the Sunday night in the same venue is Werdan.
Jeez, we'll never get you back from Berlin.
No, it's a great city.
It's a beautiful, it's an amazing city.
Yeah.
A little bit of Roisin Dove, will you bear with me?
Great.
We have it lined up. Please don't say that. Don't say no. Don't say no. I have it here.
A rose
I just, every time I play that, Jerry with me this morning, this is the chief executive of the Irish Chamber Orchestra, Jerry Keenan. That is Roisin Dubh, Roisin reimagined. We're in the alley in the Irish Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Paul Campbell. Isn't it hairs in the back of your neck?
Oh, it's stuck.
It just sounds beautiful. Astonishing when you hear it.
And what a privilege to work with an artist like that. And
yes.
You know, one of the great things in ICO that we love to do is collaborate. And obviously, from years and years ago, our experiences with Micheál, and now to reignite with the wonderful Irish traditional music with Mirren was a total joy, you know.
Yeah.
And that got us through COVID, you know. It was a great project.
But it's beautiful music. You're going to be high as kites in Berlin, I'll tell you that. And you're proud as punch, lads. Proud as punch.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Church of Berlin, by the way, for people who, just as well as it might be passing, on the 24th of November, and the 23rd is the Mozart Requiem. Listen, tell me about December as well. You have more plans for December.
We have, and again, another collaboration, first time collaborating with the Irish Youth Choir, and we're presenting two concerts in Limerick on the 13th in the beautiful St. Mary's Cathedral.
Oh, yes.
And there's a lunchtime, which is a 1 o'clock, and then a 7:30. And then the following night, in really our Dublin home now, the White Recital Hall,
yes,
in the Royal Irish, yeah, Academy. Beautiful venue.
Yeah.
And that's, I think there's about 10 tickets left for that one.
I'll go off,
great.
You're serious. That's the 14th, yeah, of December, you say?
That's the 14th, please God.
Yeah, and the 13th before that. Now, that's a choral Christmas, so that's going to be all, as well as the Carol of the Bells and all else besides.
Yeah, beautiful, yeah, Britain ceremony.
Oh, so, yeah, yeah. And you're coming down with Mozart, we were talking about Mozart earlier on, coming down with it.
Yeah, we had a great focus on it this year. I mean, just in September, with our own Catherine Hunk directing,
yes,
we did the Mozart Alle Haydn, the Schnitke, which was great fun, and Mozart Divertimenti, so, and packed in Waterford in the City Hall there. So we get around, and I think that's most important, Marty, you know?
Well, I think that is the point, because you could, God forgive me, but you could be sitting in your corner going, "Asher, we're grand, aren't we?"
Yeah.
And nobody knowing anything about you, and just, as a fellow said, talking to each other. Mm-hmm. It's very important to be out there and to be able to bring this. But I love the youth thing. I just think that's fantastic.
Yeah,
I just think
great.
That gives us a whole other sense of what you're about, you know?
And try to build the next audience, you know, that's most important.
Yes, totally.
As
did you,
say,
ever think, playing with Dickie, that you'd end up doing all this, Craig? Did you?
No.
No, but isn't it funny the way things can evolve? And, you know, I don't know, but like when you talk about the Army No. 1 Band earlier on, or the Youth Orchestra of Ireland, and now here you are at this situation. You know, it's funny, isn't it, the way life can evolve and things can just come your way. Plus, you make these things happen too because of your involvement, your clear enthusiasm as well.
Yeah, well, you see, I was always interested. Like, when I was in the youth orchestra, you kind of then went on the staff and then you ended up kind of managing it. And then I started the junior youth orchestra with a couple of colleagues, like David Agnew, who you'd know well.
Oh, lovely David, yes.
Keating, Lord Rester. And that's still going to this day, you know.
Yeah.
So those things just lead on, and I just found that I had a grow for kind of managing people and people from killing each other.
Well, there is it's a handy trait. But on top of that, you have the love of the music. You see, that's the other
totally.
Thing too.
Yeah.
And if you can impart that onto other people, as well as that you have it done, do you know?
Indeed.
Now, people are going to be saying, you're not going to play Ave Verum or something, are you? I think we will. But why not? Why not? It's Christmas around the corner. Listen, we had a Christmas ad earlier on, so what can I tell you? There's no point. It's the 1st of October.
Absolutely.
We're not going to worry, Jerry. So listen, good luck with all. Jörg Widmann is literally this Saturday. Have you a few tickets left for the concert hall?
We have a few tickets for this Saturday.
Yes.
So get there for 7:30.
Right, and if you listen to us in Berlin, you'd be grand. But for the moment, 5th of October, University Concert Hall, Limerick, 7:30, boys and girls. Schumann, the Romantic, the Irish Chamber Orchestra, with Jörg Widmann. Jerry, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And I'm going to play Ave Verum. Say nothing. Dickie Rock will be on. He'll probably be looking for you. Keep the faith. God bless.
Thanks, Marty.
Take care. God bless you.